Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Happy, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Kirst. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm a slightly bit weary. It's the end of the week. Everyone's a little bit teary, just tired, and that's yeah, just how it is.
Including you.
I'm actually all right today. The younger people, maybe not
today.
So much. That's right. How's the Faruja homeschooling going?
Yeah, we are doing well. I am, yeah, you and I have been productive this week, so it has helped that I'm not sitting next to children all day guiding their work.
Yes.
I've been able to escape to record some podcasts and do some work and get people into our 21-day lightning round of our course. It's been exciting talking
to new people. That's been really exciting. We've had so many NDIS people sign up this round. I'm just loving it. I love that we've got such ability to connect with all types of people from all different walks of life with all different needs and requirements.
Yeah. It's super exciting. So I am looking forward to our first, what is it? Life coaching call this afternoon. It will be fun.
I love what's that bit called? What's the thing we do? That's right. We do that.
I'm tired.
I get it. I get it. There's so much in our tiny itty bitty heads. So we're talking today about board games, aren't we?
Yay! What board games have you played this week, my friend?
Okay, we have played, what's it called? The one where you like take over the world. Risk.
Risk.
We've played Risk, we've played Yahtzee. We were going to play Monopoly this afternoon, but the boys ended up playing on the PS4 instead. And we've done a puzzle.
Awesome.
What about you?
We've played lots of rounds of Uno and we played Azul.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Which is a really fun game. It's a you have to build a mosaic. It's a very hard game to explain.
Okay.
Very easy game to play, but it's hard to explain the concept easily.
Yes, okay. So, well, maybe I'll Google it after and see what it is.
Yeah, it's good. I really like it. My fam and Simon really likes it. Which is unusual because he's not a board game player.
Mm.
The kids get bored of it quickly, but too bad. So sad.
Yeah.
And we have played Exploding Kittens as well.
Oh, awesome. We've actually played Yahtzee too. I forgot about that one.
No, you said it.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, total. I've got COVID brain. So what we're not wanting you to do necessarily is go through all your board games and try and find an op shop that's open. We know that's unrealistic for most of you, but there are some really good options that we've come up with that we've used ourselves on how you can play board games, find new board games, and share what you have with others without actually like having a games day together.
Yeah. So one of our first ideas that we thought of, and we mentioned it in our episode called Board Games. Is it called Games and
what else? Games and Puzzles?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Something like
what
that.
It. I will it find awesome. It. It'll be,
yeah. It was so good.
It'll be in the show notes.
Yeah.
And we talk about going through and seeing if there's any games that your kids have outgrown. I know some families don't play games very often. You may only play during the school holidays or for special occasions. And then there's other families who play every single night. So depending on who you are and which category or where on the spectrum you fall, you may not have looked through your game cupboard and realized that some of the games are for three-year-olds and your children are 25.
Yeah, so we're finding that we're playing.
So we recommend going through and just seeing
what
games.
We find that we're playing a lot more board games while we're in isolation. Do you know what, Becus? My kids hate that we've called it ISO. They think really? They're like, Mom, you guys are trying to be cool and it's not cool. It's so dorky. I'm like, well, we embrace dorkiness, kiddo. So build a bridge. The games that we are playing, we're not getting sick of, but there are some games that we've intentionally overlooked that are in our games cupboard. So we thought what you could do is if you have a game that you're just not really wanting to play at the moment, get on Facebook or get on WhatsApp or however you connect with people and see if anyone wants to borrow it. Now, you obviously can't go and have a coffee with your friend when you drop it off, but what could we do, Kirst, instead?
You could take it and leave it at the door and message your friend and say, hey, I've left a couple of board games at your door. And then said friend can wipe it down before they bring it into the home. That would be a way of protecting both families and sharing and using the sharing economy to our advantage during this unique situation that we find ourselves in. So, yeah.
I think there's also a great opportunity for lending as well as giving in this season. I think that there's some things that you might want to say, hey, I'm going to pass this to you. Like, so for example, one Sunday in the not so distant future, we had our school fete and I had guessed that we'd be going into ISO at some point. So I bought like a massive bag of books. But books are not something I'm going to reread again that quickly. So I'm thinking I'm going to put it on Facebook to say, hey, I've got these books. Whoever wants them, I'm going to drop them at your doorstep, give them a wipe over with some spray and wipe, and they're all yours. I don't want them back. But if I was to lend someone like a game, it might be something that I want back. And I think both are totally fine.
Yeah.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love.
Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And you could just say to your friends, hey, you can only have it for a week and then we want it back. Or you could do a trade. Like if your friend has games that you would like to play, then ask them to do a trade. They leave the games out on their doorstep, you drop some games off, and then kids aren't going to get so bored. You're not going to get so bored of playing Monopoly for the 100th millionth time in 2 days. And it will be a win-win-win.
I did that earlier this week. One of our staff members, Jackie, her and her husband, Daz, are into puzzles, just like Cal and I, but we had run out of puzzles that we hadn't done. So we just did a puzzle swap. So she dropped one off, took one, and we've done it, and it's happy. And now I'm looking for the next person who wants to do a puzzle swap with us.
I'd love to do a puzzle swap with you. Can you send it up here?
Well, I totally could. There's no reason why not.
I know, but it's okay. I bought a puzzle the other day and I'm waiting until we're at that point of I'm bored to open it up.
Is it an adult puzzle or a kid's puzzle?
What do you mean? Like, what's the difference?
Well, is it a 1500 Ken Duncan or is it a 250 piece Bluey puzzle?
It's 1,000 piece and kids can do any size puzzle when they're 8 and 10.
I'm aware, but it's not a kid's puzzle that you're going to push yourself through.
No. Yes, no, no, awesome. No, no, I didn't understand where you were heading with that question.
Yeah, is it an R-rated puzzle, Kirst, or is it a G-rated puzzle? What kind of puzzles are you getting up to? That's all they had left at Target. I didn't even know
there were such things as R-rated.
Are there?
I didn't know. I don't know.
Do you reckon there actually would be?
Oh,
that's so weird.
Okay.
I've never thought that. Obviously, I just
did.
People
are going to have to explain it to their children, so let's stop talking about
it. So there's heaps of ways that you can share games, drop them at your neighbours, all that kind of thing. Is there anything else you wanted to add to that, Kirst, or should we do our gratitudes for today?
Oh, I'm happy to do gratitude.
Yay.
Always happy to do gratitudes. Oh, but first, we want to know what your favourite game is to play at the moment, or if you're into puzzles or whatever. Just tell us. Come over to our Facebook page. We'd love to see what you are getting up to in the evenings if you're working or if during the day if you're trying to entertain children.
Yeah, we'd love a good game. I'm going to go first, Kirst, on the gratitude because I've already pre-thought it because we did gratitudes last night over dinner and I already have one in plan. And that is that I've just been really grateful for the amazing weather in Melbourne. We've been able to open up every door and window. I took my indoor plants outside today just to get them a bit of vitamin D and whatever else it is that plants need from the sun. And it was just nice. We all got to just have time outside and enjoy the sun. And it was lovely.
Aww. Awesome. I am so grateful at the moment for Simon, who loves cooking. So, and he is loving having the space and time instead of commuting home for an hour and a half. He gets to commute 10 steps to the kitchen and start cooking our meals. And it has been luxurious to have such yummy, yummy food cooked for us. So I am very thankful to Simon.
Oh, that's so good.
Our best lasagna and what he cooked the other night. He cooked roasted pumpkin with ricotta, these ricotta little tarts. And
what?
Yeah. And like the roast pumpkin, he did like a burnt butter and sage sauce for it.
Oh my gosh.
Missed his calling as a chef.
That's incredible. Mind you, we did have like salmon and sweet potato and broccoli and carrots last night, which was just divine. I think food tastes better when you have spent time not being able to get out to the shops and you just appreciate what you have.
Yes. And when somebody else, I always appreciate food when somebody else has cooked it.
Amen to that. Kirst, it's been awesome doing ISO with you today.
Yeah, I think you need to tell Jess that M. Rosciano calls it ISO as well.
I will tell him that, actually.
He probably doesn't think she's cool either.
No, because she's equally as 40-year-old mum as I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if I do bump into Em down at the shops, because she lives right near me, I will say, hey, we have an ISO podcast too, just like you, and we think you're awesome.
Yeah, please do that.
I will. Enough tangent talking. Don't forget to rate and review our podcast. This is a great opportunity to do that, and we'll be back in your ears tomorrow.
See, no, we won't. We'll be back on your ears on Tuesday.
What?
Tomorrow's Saturday.
Yeah.
Are we doing on the weekends as well, are we?
Oh, I had assumed so. We said it was daily. I'd assumed weekends as well.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be back in your ears tomorrow.
Kirst, you're hilarious.
I know. I don't know what I was thinking.
Even in our schedule, we've done Saturdays and Sundays.
I know. You know what? Do you know why? I've been staying up really late binging on Netflix.
Yes. I could have picked you were doing that.
Because I can, because I know that have to be full capacity.
Yeah. And sometimes escapism's good.
Yeah. The problem is that everybody suffers. You suffer, Emily suffers, Simon suffers, all of us suffer. Like last night we were playing Uno and I was just over it. I was like, no, I can't. I'm sorry, guys, I'm leaving. I can't do this anymore.
So what we should do an episode on sleep and remind you to go get some.
Yes, and don't just send me a text message at 9 o'clock, Amy, when you're going to bed and say, Kirsty, go to bed.
It was 8 o'clock last night, so you know, I'm a massive stayer up later at the moment.
I know. I know.
I love it. All right, let's go. Let's let people enjoy their days, and we will see you tomorrow. Oh, we'll be in your ears tomorrow.
Yay. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.